The firmaments of air and sea were hardly separable in that all-pervading azure. Only the pensive air was transparently pure and soft with a woman's look, and the robust and manlike sea heaved with long, strong, lingering swells, as Samson's jest in his sleep. Hither and thither on high glided the snow-white wings of small and speckled birds. These were the gentle thoughts of the feminine air. But to and fro in the deeps, far down in the bottomless blue, rushed mighty leviathans, swordfish and sharks, and these were the strong, troubled, murderous thinkings of the masculine sea. But though thus contrasting within, the contrast was only in shades and shadows without. Those two seemed one. It was only the sex, as it were, that distinguished them. Aloft, like a royal czar and king, the sun seemed giving this gentle air to this bold and rolling sea, even as bride to groom. And at the girdling line of the horizon, a soft and tremulous motion, most seen here at the equator, denoted the fond, throbbing trust, the loving alarms with which the poor bride gave her bosom away.